Greg Gutfeld is a New York Times bestselling author, satirist, humorist, magazine editor. Of course, he's the host of The Greg Gutfeld Show, also the co-host of The Five on Fox News. Got a brand new book called The Gutfeld Monologues, Classic Rants from The Five, and I appreciate some time here for you. I have to give you some platitudes here because I like a guy who has intelligent humor, and I think that you are one of those guys out there that just are very funny but also very intelligent.
Ah, thanks, Bob. I try my best to, like, at least not just be stupidly funny, but at least try to inject a little bit of wisdom, you know.
We do the stupidly funny. We'll leave the intelligent stuff to you. So I guess when you look at what you do on The Five, it's got to be, at least in my opinion, it's easy to come up with something like, you know, once a week, but it's awfully hard to do it on an everyday basis.
Yeah, that's the challenge is, you would think it's daunting, but if you turn on the TV, I look at what else is out there and I go, okay, what are they not saying? And that's my monologue. So it's actually easier if I just, you know, then it looks. But there are times I wake up and I go, what the heck am I going to talk about today? But it's within 5 minutes I have a topic.
Yeah. Now, is it that easy for you to write it? Or then is it easy to come up with a topic? Then you go, okay, I got to make it interesting for the people.
Yeah, you know, I have this little practice that I do. I wake up, I have a strong cup of coffee, and I pretend that I'm at a bar. And then I'm explaining a topic to a buddy of mine. So that actually loosens kind of the screws in your head so that you start talking about the topic faster and more naturally than if you were trying to write. So I'm basically talking through my fingers is what I'm doing. And I always end up with something that's kind of different, unique, and hopefully engaging.
Well, you know, one of the questions, who inspires most of your rants out there then? I mean...
Yeah, well, I was... you mean, like, who am I writing? I'm writing definitely for the viewer. So the goal is, I want the viewer, when they hear one of my monologues, to go, that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't have the words to say it. And you don't get that on other networks. When you're listening to other networks, the guy is usually talking to you and trying to impress you. If you look at all the late-night comics, if you look at any of these anchors, they're trying to impress you with how solemn and intelligent they are. Me, I just want the person at home to go, that's exactly what I was thinking, and that's it. And then I know that I've done my job. And that's generally, after I do a monologue, I'll see responses on Twitter and Facebook. And it's always like, you know, if they like it, they'll go like, hey, that's what I was going to say.
One of the things, I looked at your book, and I like, not only do you have the your monologues are there, but you also editorialize your own monologues, so you get to kind of look at it again and kind of explain why you said what you said.
It's actually two books. So the book is the monologue, but running alongside and within each monologue is my commentary on places where I got it wrong, or what I should change, what I would change now, and the progress that's happened since I wrote the monologue. So it's actually, like I always say, it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup. You got chocolate and the peanut butter. You got two books.
Are these in chronological order? Are they issued in order, or did you just throw them all up in the air, and as they landed, you just kind of shuffled them together and you said, oh, this makes a good book?
I got them all in chronological order, and I separated them by topic. And I chose the most important topics in my brain, and ones that got me going. So you have a chapter on identity politics, you have a chapter on Hollywood, you have a chapter on law and order, and I think the largest chapter is on terror, because I think I've written more monologues on radical extremism and terror than anything else, maybe with the exception of Hollywood. So
okay.
That's what I did. I separated them, and then I put them in order.
All right, so I have to ask then, now, you saw what happened to Candace Owens, recently. So are you upset that Antifa is not following you around, screaming and blowing whistles in your face at all times?
You know what? I'm just grateful to be left alone, period. So I'm like, I live in New York, which is great because, you know, New York is very liberal, so I'm not even sure people recognize me. That's great.
Do you like that? Do you like your anonymity at some point? I mean, you're on The Five, you're on Fox News, so a lot of people know who you are. You're a award-winning author, so a lot of people know who you are. Do you get recognized all the time or not that often?
Well, this is the best thing about what I do for a living. The people who recognize me like me because they watch Fox and they see The Five as like a relationship, not a TV show. The people who don't watch Fox, don't read my books, don't know who I am. So it's kind of like being in a really special club. You know, the people in the club, they know you. The people not in the club, they don't know you.
So I don't...
It's not like being in a band where you can love them and hate them. So if you see the band and you go, I hate that guy, that doesn't happen because you don't know who I am. So it's an interesting kind of phenomenon.
When you're out with your wife, I wonder if it happens the same thing when I'm with my wife and somebody will walk up and go, are you Bob Miller? And she'll go, do you like him or not? That's the question.
Yeah, my wife doesn't just like smiles, but I've never had any problems. So it's like, you know, knock on wood, nobody's really, you know, bothered me. Maybe they know that I don't care.
You've done a lot of things. So I got to ask the question: if you were ever asked, would you take over for Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
I don't think so, because I think I would probably get in trouble by the second day for saying something.
All right, the book.
I'd be out faster than Scaramucci.
I think it's a tough job to have, and I think you would be great at it just because of your sarcasm, and it would be great. The book is called Gutfeld Monologues, classic rants from The Five, from New York Times bestselling author Greg Gutfeld. Out in bookstores everywhere, probably in the back of your trunk as well. People can get that book, right?
You got it. Any bookstore. Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, they'll have it as well.
Well, I wish you continued success, and we love watching you on The Five. My mom does not miss it. She thinks you're the best.
Well, your mom's very bright.
Yes, she is. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.